Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
The average UK household now has apparently 18 smart devices, ranging from phones, tablet computers and laptops. Does that ring true in your house? If you count them up?
Probably all mine.
It sounds like a staggering figure, but you think about it. So Europe-wide survey sources found that here in the UK we spend the most time downloading and streaming music. So the thing with all these devices, I don't know if this is getting you in your head, I'm running out of plugs to plug things in to charge things up.
Yes.
You do that?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to get an electrician in to put in a load more sockets because I've got no more room. And then trying to find the right charge. Like Donna last night said like a Kindle had gone flat.
Yeah.
And she was like, where's the Kindle charge? Of course, have you got a Kindle?
I don't have a Kindle.
If you have a Kindle, the batteries in them last forever. I mean, if you only use it a little bit, you only read a few pages each day, I do. It lasts forever. So then when it comes down to finding the Kindle charger,
I don't know where it is.
No idea. Can we not just have one connector for every charger? That would make
that would make it too easy.
Wouldn't it? England's ladies knocked out of the World Cup then, as we heard in the news there before, a last-minute own goal. What are we like, huh? What are we like? We just can't do it, can we? Do you think in our lifetime we will reach another final or not? Do you think we're just permanently doomed when it comes to major tournaments? I can't believe it. Is there any connection between Laura Bassett and Mike Bassett? Is there any link there at all? No. Is this John who's calling up? We've got John on the phone. Let's find out what's going on here. Morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, John. What are you calling the show for?
A tune this morning that you said you were doing your head in. I think it's called Animal Magic.
This is on War of the Workplace yesterday. This was one of the answers on War of the Workplace. Have a listen.
Hum me the Blue Peter theme.
Oh. Yeah.
Right, okay, so you reckon that's Animal... Well, hang on a second. We've got a load of music themes. Here we go, from TV shows. Animal Magic. Right, that's Animal Magic. Here we are. It is. It's been driving me bonkers. That
there's nothing worse, Chris, is than when something's driving you around the bend.
Going round and round in my head. Where are you calling from, John?
I'm calling from St. Helen.
John, have a great day. Thanks for putting me out of my misery. Thank you, mate.
Yeah, not a problem, mate. Thank you.
There was a small fire at Wimbledon, apparently, last night. The fire brigade were called out to that.
Really?
Did you see that? It was in Centre Court, a small electrical fire. The fire brigade afterwards on the way home clearly had too much time on their hands because they were tweeting, crews serve an ace following fire at Wimbledon.
Oh.
And the final one, game, set and match. The fire at Wimbledon is now under control. Clearly too much time on their hands. And of course, up here, we didn't have fires, but we did have last night, of course...
Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening.
Well, it wasn't frightening me. I love it. But you couldn't sleep, or you were
Well, no, there was a huge clap of thunder over our house, and that woke me up with a start.
Did it?
Yes.
Are you scared of it? Because there's so many people.
I'm not scared of it.
Terrified.
I quite like watching it.
I love it. I love extreme weather like that. And I was thinking, it set me thinking about fears and things that we're scared of. It's weird how people were tweeting last night, terrified, thunder and lightning. What? The only thing, there's only one, I'm not really scared of anything. Sudden drops scare me. You know, like a theme park rides that do sudden drops.
In planes.
Can't do it. It's terrifying. It really does. The only other thing I'm really scared of, and it's kind of a serious one, is getting old. I'm really terrified of, you know, when you see like really, really old people. And I just, I'm scared. I can't imagine being like that. Yeah, that really scares me.
I'm not a big fan of heights. I was at a water park in Broad. And it was a really high, steep slide.
Oh, yes.
And obviously, we're queuing to the top. One of my friends said, imagine if that railing wasn't there. And I just I can't stand close to the edge.
I've also heard a rumour around the office that you terrified a ladybird. Is that right? Office gossip is that Chris Holdsworth, our big, hard leader of the newsroom, is scared of ladybirds.
I'm not scared of them. I don't like them. I just think they try to lure you into a full sense of security. They're called pretty, crawling around.
Yeah,
and then
they are. They're
cute. And then you go and get close to them to kind of inspect them and see how good... And then suddenly their wing casing comes up, fly at your face.
If only this was TV, you could have seen him do an impression of a ladybird there. That's amazing. This young man is celebrating his birthday today as well.
And now Farrell kicks it forward. Ricochets off Lomax. Back into the hands of Farrell. And Farrell touches down.
Yeah, Liam Farrell, 25 today. Let's go to the phones and bring on a Wigan Warriors fan. Craig, good morning, Craig.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Well, I'm all right, thank you. How are you? You well?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
Good. On your way to work. Where do you work, Craig?
I work at Matalan's head office.
Knowsley, yes?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, last night you were out. What were you doing last night, Craig?
I was watching my daughter perform in Wigan Youth Jazz Band.
Ooh, very good. Where were they performing?
It was over at Lowton Civic Hall, so it was good night.
Terrific. What's your daughter called?
It's Millie.
Millie. Hello, Millie. What does she play, by the way, in the jazz band? What's she?
She plays a tenor horn.
Tenor horn. Wow. Pardon my ignorance. Is that a big instrument or a small instrument? Is that one of the big horns?
It's big for her. It's nearly bigger than she is.
Okay, terrific. Oh, dear. Why didn't you just play the triangle, love? We could get that in the boot. Okay. All right. Well, Craig, well, let's see if we can win you some tickets here to see the Warriors. They're in action against Leeds next. How do you think they'll get on at Warrington, by the way, tonight? What do you fancy tonight?
Sorry,
how do you think they'll get on at Warrington tonight? What do you think they'll do tonight, Wigan?
I think they'll win, yeah.
Yeah, you think they'll be all right. OK, well, let's see if we win any tickets for the Leeds game next Thursday. Our little lyric this morning sounded like this.
Hi, my name is Darcy, and this is my lyric. With a step to your left and a flick to the right, you catch that mirror way out west. You know you're something special, and you look like you're the best.
OK, what's that song? Who sings it, Craig?
OK, it's Duran Duran and Dio.
Let's have a listen. Craig, well spotted. So, you got a couple of tickets to go and see Wigan Warriors Leeds Rhinos next Thursday night at the DW. Thanks for being on the show, Craig.
Great stuff. Thanks
no
a lot,
worries.
Chris.
Have a good day at work. Take care,
you
buddy.
Too.